Rochester Today with Andy Brownell and James Raby on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Today.
Beautiful day.
Oh my gosh, it's wonderful.
Walking to work this morning, it was in the upper 50s.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
It was a beautiful evening. Sat outside.
And we deserve it, gentlemen.
Yes, we do.
That is Jim Walters, by the way, chiming in. Jim Walters, the power of learning today with us. And we're going to have a special program that will stretch out into two programs, in fact. But, well, Chad, I was sitting outside enjoying watching the Field of Dreams game in the neighbor's garage. But I was out in the driveway. You could see it. And I was like, wow, it doesn't get much better than this.
We work with someone who knew a guy that was there. Jessica Williams from Y105FM's early morning show. One of her high school friends is a lighting guy there, and he was out on the field right next to Kevin Costner.
Oh, my goodness. I know a couple people who actually went to the game.
It's expensive.
I saw. I think they said the average price was $3,000 per seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim,
did I hear that you were from the same town as Lawrence Welk?
Yes, sir. Well, let me, there's a little caveat there. I spent a lot of my childhood on the farm, my uncle's farm in Strasburg, North Dakota. Yeah. Oompa.
Wonderful, wonderful. Andy's like, how'd you know that? I know these things.
That's a little trivia I had no idea about.
Yep. Yeah, he's a Dakotan.
Well, he's actually.
As I say, I'm a Min Dakotan.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're actually connecting to us today from a very scorched area of western Minnesota where you guys are way drier than we are.
Yeah, I was just telling Andy, I took the boat out of the water. The lake is so low that I'm a little worried about back in the trailer down there later and, sinking. So, several people are taking their boats out of the water.
Well, let's hope the rains arrive sooner than later.
Oh, boy.
And you need a lot of snow to replenish things for next year as well.
We do indeed. Yep, okay. That's right.
Well, we're not talking weather today. We're talking about, I like this headline, how to think like a smart thermostat.
So it's related to weather.
Well, it sure is.
It is cryptic. Yeah. It's cryptic as all get out. So,
well, I hope everybody gets my analogy there. We're going to explain that here in a little bit. But I tell you there, for me at least, there's a real sense, a little sense of urgency. And as we've talked over the years on what was the Power of Learning show about thinking and how in this world, we just need to spend time practicing our thinking.
Right.
That's what this show is all about. And I'm using a thermostat. I'll explain again in just a minute.
Well, sure. And what we're going to do today, in a broader sense as well, is hopefully give everybody listening a homework assignment. And what we're hoping is as many of you as possible take us up and do the assignment and maybe in a couple of weeks now get back to us.
About how it's working.
That's right.
And if it's working for you, if you notice an improvement in in your critical thinking.
Yeah, have we nudged you towards what we're going to talk about here in a bit? Have we moved you a little on the right side of the equation? That is, are you thinking maybe a little bit better? Are you thinking in a more fair-minded way? And we'll explain all that.
And I want to be honest about it. One of the reasons we're doing this is that Andy and I constantly talk about how disappointing it is to see people being emotional or self-centered thinkers rather than joining in and really thinking through problems in a way that solves them.
Oh, Jim, James, dead on. And geez, I remember the last show we did a while back. You were dead on. You two guys are just great to do this show with. And I really mean that, by the way. So hopefully we'll have people call in and we can really have the dialogue stretch beyond our three voices.
Okay.
And maybe accomplish something today. Maybe we can start a little trend here with listeners.
Okay.
In a way that they really start thinking about their thinking in a critical way.
I love lofty goals, and We'll come back and explain more about what we're going to try to do and what this whole smart thermostat business is all about with Jim Walters, The Power of Learning, on Rochester Today, News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Rochester Today with Andy Brownell and James Raby on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
And Jim Walters, The Power of Learning Today. And we're talking about how to think like a smart thermostat. And as always, when Jim joins us, it's all about critical thinking. So, Jim,
that's right.
What do you want to explain about the, I guess, it's a, are we calling this a scientific experiment, a social experiment, or just a learning exercise?
I think it's a learning exercise. I know I refer to it as an experiment. And, folks, what we're talking about is this handout that we have for you. And all you have to do is just send me an email, jlwalt53@gmail.com. We'll keep repeating that. You could even send KROC an email as well. But we want to get this one hand or this one sheet handout to you, and it explains just what this experiment or exercise is all about. But let me just explain what I mean by thermostat. What right. the heck are we talking about, right? Well, you know, when you think about us, first of all, I thought it was a great analogy for thinking, and I hope that our listeners come to that same conclusion. But here's the thing. When you think about a thermostat you may have in your home right now, that thermostat senses whether the home needs heating or cooling, and it does a great job. It'll fire on the furnace, or it'll kick on the air conditioner, and life is good. And life will continue to be good as long as nothing changes. But you know, something did change, and it's called social media. And probably a host of other things, but our world is one now where, as Peter Vail author says, we're in constant whitewater. You know, there's constant bubbles in the water. Things are moving all the time. Well, now we have, as a result of having social media and having knowledge at our fingertips, we have smart thermostats. Now, unlike a current thermostat that sees the world as either hot or cold, a smart thermostat is saying, well, wait a minute. What about humidity? What about the velocity of air? That has a lot to do with comfort. It's not about heating and cooling, is it? It's about comfort. And so it is with thinking. If we're thinking in terms of either or white and black, or Democrat, Republican, and so on, we are weak thinkers. I'm just going to be frank about it. So the whole point of this show and the whole point of the handout is to help listeners think better, to think like a smart thermostat, to continually question. And for the sake of this show, we thought, what better way to dive into this than to look at our beliefs, to really examine that a little bit. You know, we establish these beliefs about things. And what's happening with weak thinking is then we look for evidence that supports what we believe.
Right.
And pretty soon we come to think that what we believe is actual knowledge, and it isn't, of course. It's a belief.
Well, that's generally called confirmation bias, isn't it? Where you have an idea, you think it must be true, so the first thing you find that says that says it's true.
Absolutely correct. And it's, in my opinion, it's pretty rampant in our world, and in our small way, this show, and I think it's great that KROC is doing this. We're trying to make a difference. Maybe we're going to nudge a few of our listeners towards a better thinking, and so we'll zero in on beliefs and figure out how we can go about managing our thinking with respect to beliefs.
Okay. And that means challenging yourself.
That means exactly right. That means becoming a critic of your thinking. And the first area of critique is moi, ourselves. You know, how many of us have actually sat back, maybe after you do a radio show, or maybe you get off the factory, and how many of us have taken time just to think about our day and think about our thinking, how we how a decision we made, how we responded to someone. That's what we're talking about here. And, you know, what happens so often now is that many just kind of skip over accuracy. We skip over the truth. We go right to provenance. You know, we look for who the originator is of this piece of information. And if I like that person, boom, there we go. I have a belief. I believe in what that person is saying. And you can tell me, but it's probably a result of a society that is pretty fast paced.
Oh, yeah.
And thinking does take time. So we have that obstacle, but we have an even bigger obstacle that it's not normal for humans to think well.
It's not normal.
What is normal is for us to think, it's actually called first order thinking, fast, quick thinking.
Survival thinking.
We make a decision real quick, yeah. And so here we are. That, again, what this show is about is helping us think better by starting to think in a critical way about how we're thinking.
And now, you mentioned earlier the social media aspect of this and its impact on the way we are thinking and processing information, and the churn of, you use the analogy of a waterfall or whatever it be, creating this constant churn with bubbles. So as we have gained the ability to tap into vast amounts of information without the use of critical thinking, all it's done is further muddied the waters and confused us.
Well, yes, and even worse, Andy, when we have all this information available to us, it really it is our responsibility to use this information. We'll put it this way: we can use this information in one of two ways. We can use the information in a selfish kind of a way. It's called egocentric bias. That is where I might take this information and use it for my own interest, or for my own personal gain. That's to be very selfish. Or we could use this information, this knowledge, and we could use it in a fair-minded way where we seek to help others, or we apply some good logic to our decision-making so that we're not making decisions just based on our beliefs or what we feel is accurate or truthful.
So in the simplest terms, we're talking about Animal House and Jim Belushi with the devil and the angel on his shoulder.
Yeah, well, you got me laughing. That's pretty good. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, yeah, so we have this information. We're not managing it well, to be frank, and we skip over accuracy. There's even something worse. You know what that is? And Mr. Putin does a great job with this. We create our own realities. And there's no troops in Ukraine, although the satellites clearly show that there is. So we create our own realities because our belief is so strong. In the exercise, I'm going to start referring to it. We're going to, when you get the handout, we're asking you to take 5 minutes to think about some biases, and one of them is it's true because I want to believe it, or it's true because it's in my self-interest to believe it. And I believe that's where Vladimir Putin is, that it's in his best interest to contend that there were no troops in Ukraine. Rand Paul, is another example. I just saw on the news where he has a position on COVID, and it's come out that his wife has $15,000 worth of stock in Remdesivir. And, here we go again. We're creating our own reality. You know, I'm going to support, perhaps Rand Paul is saying this, I'm going to support this position. Why? Because it's in my best self-interest to do so. We create these realities.
I was going to give another example. Yep. On the, to balance it out, perhaps. But I think you could argue that the President Biden and what's happening in Afghanistan and his statements about that applies. That I think everybody knew the handwriting was on the wall with Afghanistan. If you pulled the U.S. troops out, that it was going to devolve into chaos and madness.
Sure.
And yet,
Bush Senior knew that.
Yeah.
From all his experience around the world. We all knew that.
And I'm not going to put this only on President Biden, because this was also the policy of Donald Trump to pull the troops out. And yet, while it's occurring in front of us and we can all see it, we still have the White House saying, no, I really don't think that's going to happen. So, well, it's just another example. Yeah.
Exactly. So we create realities. We skip over accuracy. And James said it earlier, feelings have now so often trumping, pardon the pun, trumping logic, just good thinking. You know, I got to give you this example. I don't know if you folks had saw this on the news, but Idaho Senator Cox is in trouble because a citizen demand, well, he's not in trouble, but he's got a controversy over there. A citizen is demanding that he change his surname. Believe it or not, because that person is offended by his last name.
What's his name? Who was this again?
Spencer Cox, the governor. It's just unbelievable to me. And but nevertheless, when we don't manage our beliefs, then feelings take over, and you know, realities, and we skip over accuracy, and we also do something else that probably is the biggest one of all. You ever notice people when you try to establish a dialogue and they are stuck in fighting to be right instead of seeking the truth? And so what you do then is you believe something, so you'll cherry pick information. And again, it's just hard work to think, to actually do the work, to find out what the truth is. It's much easier just to cherry pick, get information that supports my position.
And you had said earlier that this type of thinking, critical thinking, doesn't come to us naturally. Our evolution was towards quick, you know, fight or flight survival.
Right.
But we have to take a break for news. Yeah.
Already?
Let's just forget that. This is too important.
Critically think as you listen to the news with Kim David. Jim All Walters, right. The Power of Learning, the Smart Thermostat. How to Think Like a Smart Thermostat program will continue after the news break on Rochester Today, Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Rochester Today with Andy Brownell and James Raby on Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Poor Jim Walters is sitting here listening to you and me argue.
We were exchanging points of view.
That's true. Calmly and kindly and nicely.
Nobody got upset either.
Oh, shut up. You're good,
very good. Very good, gentlemen.
Okay.
That's right. There's a guy here that can tell us to shape up or ship out, so we got to be good.
We're back to Jim Walters, The Power of Learning, How to Think Like a Smart Thermostat, and we've been talking about, before the break, egocentric thinking versus fair-minded thinking. Examples of it in our everyday lives or in the news or the media coverage of this, that, and the next thing. And during the break, I thought of an example that it wasn't too long ago that happened to me. I was having a discussion with a younger person about a current event. And they had a point of view on it, and they had asked me for my point of view. And I said, well, I'd rather give my point of view. Why don't I offer up some other perspectives on those same events? And was offering, obviously, at that point, a perspective that didn't agree with what they had concluded. And the conversation was ended with, well, that's just not how I feel. And I said, okay.
Welcome to weak thinking. Indeed. You know, let's keep in mind, we're talking about thinking. We got an exercise that's going to have our listeners think about five biases. It's true because I believe it. It's true because we believe it. And there's three others. But what I want to say is that keep in mind that it's your thinking. Your thinking controls you. It controls your emotions and your decisions. So, again, I go back to what we said at the first few minutes of the show, what are you doing to control your thinking or to manage your thinking? So yes, we've talked about how these, you know, when we allow our beliefs to guide our decision making, how that manifests itself by allowing our feelings to trump most everything. We cherry pick information. We create our own realities, and we just dismiss accuracy because it's hard work to do all of this. But we're here to tell you that we can help you think better, and that is to become a critic of your own thinking and to be critical of others and do that in a way just like a smart thermostat would. And you might find out that instead of a belief that you're holding, that it might be something, oh, like the smart thermostat, might be a humidity issue. It might be the velocity of the air issue. Sure. That it's not just this binary world of heating and cooling. It's actually about comfort. So it is with our thinking. We must be able to actually take on the perspective of others. For instance, Republicans, let's say, take on the perspective of a Democrat and vice versa. When we do that, we have moved ourselves in a great way towards what we call a fair-minded thinker. That is where we embrace alternative perspectives. We're open to new thought, and that's what's so needed today.
That's
that first step.
Okay, and you know, part of me wants to say that's just common sense, but apparently it's not, because seeing in the world today.
Well, I think common sense is a phrase that gets overused.
Maybe you're right, because I guess I was brought up with the old axiom: don't judge somebody until you walk a mile in their shoes.
Well, I bet a lot of people were, but not everyone took it to heart. And not everyone can practice that when it is hard work to put yourself in someone else's shoes.
It is, yeah.
And when people when people say do research, well, looking at a few stories isn't really research. Really digging into a topic, and I mean, ask folks what they do to get their master's degree or their PhD. That is some serious research. And the best we can usually do is try our best to understand what we see and read, and then talk to people. Sorry, that was a bit of a soapbox moment. Sorry.
Well, no, that's good. Well, you know what? As Socrates said way back, an unexamined life is not worth living. Pretty bold, pretty right in your face. But that's how far back what we're talking about today goes. You know, it kind of begs the question, what would an examined life look like? Let's say you started with our exercise, let's say. You're going to look at these biases and think about them. I'm asking for 5 minutes. And then during your day, this will be in the forefront of your thinking. How might that change you? How might that, you're starting to examine your thinking, how might that look?
Sure.
You guys have any ideas?
I would hope that it would allow me to slow down a little bit. And have I think it potentially would lower my stress levels as well, because by taking the time to consider other perspectives, I might not feel like I'm under attack all the time, or my beliefs are under attack.
Right. It would definitely help my anxiety level when I run into stuff where I have to understand people aren't phrasing things as an attack because they are attacking me. It's because that just happens to be their speech style. You know, when they say, no, you're wrong, this is the thing, when you're sharing opinions, it's like, well, these are all opinions, and I have to give myself some grace and back off and listen to what's being said, rather than have that immediate reaction that, oh, no, you can't say this is true. Blah, 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 blah.
What did you call that in the old days when we had this on a regular, the amygdala hijack?
Amygdala hijack.
Oh, that's such a good phrase.
Yeah, it really is. And, I worked in the utility business, and when people had high bill complaints, let me tell you, they were in full-fledged amygdala hijacks where thinking was out the window. And by the way, what I would tell folks is just ask them a thinking question. Ask, well, Mr. Jones, tell me, when did this start happening? Oh, well, now, you know, slows them right down. And couldn't agree with you more, gentlemen. Andy, on slowing down, I definitely noticed that with myself, my thinking. And by the way, I'm a practicing critical thinker. I think about it all the time. And, you know, we never are going to be perfect, right? But you know, we need to take control of our thinking. We need to practice practice the tenets of critical thinking, overcoming our beliefs in this case. And, it's going to pay big dividends. James, I have to pick up on something that you said, a very important thing, and that was on learning. Mm-hmm. There's a fella, I don't have the information in front of me, but Dr. Barrett, I believe, is his name, doing research on anxiety. Actually, you were talking about anxiety. I'm the one that threw in the word learning. But his thesis is that anxiety, which we have so much of today, right?
Right, yeah.
Guess what he is positing as the cause for this?
That we're
learning.
Lack
of learning.
Yeah.
Oh, lack.
We feel threatened because we don't understand. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Huh? Right. And I think beyond that, I think what's happening is, again, relating this to beliefs, that we believe one thing and we don't have the tools to ask the right questions that we can move beyond our belief and reduce our anxiety. I'm fascinated by this research. He wants to move in a direction where, it's compelling research right now, so there's nothing too concrete yet. But he wants to work on a means to assess one's learning ability, or learning rate, he calls it. Much like we would check our cholesterol, you would check your learning rate, and that would at least be part of the equation for Mr. Jones's anxiety. Anyway, that's an aside, but a fascinating thing you brought up there, and I thought it certainly had something to do with what we're talking about today.
All right, Jim Walters, The Power of Learning, with us today on Rochester Today, Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. I thought when we get back, we could actually, you mentioned practice, you mentioned work. maybe we could talk about the exercises that you are suggesting that we try over the next couple weeks, and maybe hopefully somebody to get back to us after a couple weeks and see if it has actually had a positive impact or whatever impact it is. We'll talk about that next with Jim Walters, The Power of Learning, here, News Talk 1340, KROC AM, 96.9 FM.
There's an ODIO. Rochester Today with Andy Brownell and James Raby on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We're back with Jim Walters, The Power of Learning Today, How to Think Like a Smart Thermostat Critical Thinking Program. Thanks for joining us again, Jim. I always enjoy our chats.
Well, I so appreciate it. And, you know, we should let our listeners know that there is no, this is not a commercial endeavor. This is just something that KROC and myself wanted to do. And that's it. There's no catches, no fees, no nothing. And
there's no tent. The prices are not coming down. The popcorn is not for sale. Nothing.
And if you end up not wanting to do it, nobody's going to follow up on it. So you mentioned exercise. I kind of promoted this by saying nearly effortless, not time consuming, because I don't think it really is for most folks that if they do what you are asking them to do over the next couple of weeks, it really won't impact their schedule or anything like that. It's just take a handful of minutes each day and do what?
Do this. When you get up in the morning, you take a look at your handout. It lists, I've got the exercise written there, along with pictures of smart and current thermostat and that kind of thing, some explanatory things that are just very brief. But the exercise says, do this first thing in the morning. Overcome your natural tendencies in order to discover how to make better decisions. So take 5 minutes to think about one of these biases, and there's five of them. The first one is, it's true because I believe it. If you take 5 minutes and just think about that, you're going to raise your awareness and set yourself up to have a day where that won't be so foreign. And in fact, you're apt to make a connection where you were about to utter something based on your strong belief. And like you said, Andy, it may slow you down. And before you make an utterance, you might think, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I believe that. But have I, you know, don't I owe some due diligence here before I speak? Don't I have at least the obligation to make sure that what I'm saying is based on something?
Right.
So think about that. Is it true? It's true because I believe it. Every morning I'm suggesting doing this for 2 weeks. So there'd be a rotation thing. The next one is it's true because we believe it. Maybe you're part of a group and we believe strongly that, well, I can give you a great example. I remember, we utilities, we used to always say, we're just the best utility because I forget the term now, but our power never goes off. There's a rating for that, and I can't think of it right now. And I asked the question, I said, well, wait a minute. When new people come here, do they ever ask about that? How often are you guys out of power? You know, well, they don't. So we have this belief that that's really important, and really it's not. The next one is, it's true because I want to believe it. Maybe that's where that fits more appropriately. Another, the fourth bias is, it's true because I've always believed it. My dad bought a Ford, so by golly, I got to buy a Ford.
Right.
And then the last one, it's true because it's in my selfish interest to believe it.
That's the toughest one of all.
So, yes. But I'm asking, just take 5 minutes, think about it, read it, think about what it means, and then go about your day and listen for this bias from others. Listen, catch it maybe from yourself. And I'm hoping that it will have awakened you to the need to strengthen your ability to think on a more fair-mindedly, in a more fair-minded way, I should say, where you're more empathetic to other people's thought, to take on other perspectives, to listen. And really, there's an ounce of truth in everything, you know. So we really have to have respect for others to the extent that we at least listen to their position. Hoping too that you start slowing down your reactions, and maybe, just maybe, you've started seeking evidence more over relying just on your beliefs. That's the hope, and that's one area of critical thinking. But I think it's a big one, and we can hopefully nudge you, our listeners, towards, I'll tell you, a much happier life. And I think James was talking about it, and I wanted to comment then, but I think you're happier because you have confidence in your reasoning. You know, you've practiced to the extent that, you know, I get it. If I can't find the information, I need to go to learned others if it's that important to me and find out. And you're going to be happier because of it.
Okay. So by calling this an experiment,
it's an experiment for you and me because we're asking people to join us.
Well, that part of it, but my point was, sorry, Jim, but by doing this for that simple 5 minutes per day in the morning, by actually spending that brief period of time thinking about these specific statements, that somehow that in my subconscious, it's going to be part of my day through the rest of the day. Am I warm? I guess what
well,
I'm trying to explain.
Here's what I'm basing that on. You know, we move in a direction of what we talk about. Organizations do this, but we do it as individuals. If we talk enough about something, or if we imbibe something, read about something, as it were, we are going to move in that direction. Now, am I saying, well, 5 minutes, boom, you're there? Well, no, I'm not. But this is a radio show, and we got to just, you know, pick a little spot in the continuum of critical thinking to hopefully make a change. And I'm saying that if you take 5 minutes in the morning, and maybe you're going to come home and you're going to look at this sheet again, now that's going to help, because you are going to move yourself in a direction. You're going to think more about your beliefs and start to challenging them, start to challenge them on your own. You're going to think about beliefs that you've held for a long time and say, you know, I don't know. That's what we hope happens.
Okay. I actually have a fair amount of confidence that it will, because
you're
developing a habit at that point, in a way.
Right. That's exactly right. Who was it that said, it was Stephen Hawking. I've got it right here. The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It is the illusion, the belief of knowledge. So maybe that's, as we get close to the end here, maybe that's something to keep in mind, that our beliefs are really, can be very illusionary. I mean, they are illusions that we've constructed, we've supported with feelings and cherry-picked information. So it becomes very deep, and they become very difficult to
right.
change.
And they
are not knowledge.
It may not be anything you purposely set out to do. It happened
right.
because of all the distractions we face in our lives and the fast-paced information that is thrown at us and the confusion it can cause.
Exactly. It happens because of our weak thinking nature. I mean, let's just put it right there on the table, that we humans have to really work to think better.
Anyone that's tried to learn how to meditate understands entirely what we're saying, because your brain does not want you to have that kind of control. It really doesn't. It wants to be able to stay in fight or flight mode.
We only have a few seconds left, so if somebody wants to do this, how do they get the exercise?
They go to our website and or our app.
Oh, there you go.
And hit download.
You're gonna have the worksheet on your website, James?
Within 2 minutes.
Well, that made it awful easy. Okay, so there we go. We took care of that part of it.
You can also go to jlwolf53@gmail.com.
Excellent. Jim Walters, thank you so much, and we'll chat in a couple weeks.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Cool beans.
Jim Walters, The Power of Learning and How to Think About Like a Smart Thermostat. Get those exercises and give it a try. I think you might like it. You might benefit. Rochester Today, back in a second on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Good Money Move.
Here today with Andy Brownell and James Raby on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Okay, if you want the exercise, go to the KROC News app.
Give me 2 more minutes.
Okay. We only have seconds, so I will say Sean Palmer, Rochester City Council member, will be with us on Monday.